Fashion is literally the basic fabric of society. It becomes creative when thought and art are put behind the very scissors that create eye-catching clothes. Adebayo Okelawao is fast becoming an expert on the process as the young director behind Orange Culture. His company has been featured in fashion magazines like Elle and Complex in the US and has been tutored by many local and international fashion writers as one of Africa's up-and-coming clothing brands. Mixing both Western and African styles with a tinge of art, Adebayo tells us what Orange Culture means to him.
Well, Orange Culture is a menswear label. I've owned it for, I started 2 years ago, and it's the quirkiest men's label you can think of in Africa. We produce clothes that tell interesting stories, and we definitely produce clothes for a man that's adventurous, colorful, and loves to express himself. So it's a strong menswear label with points of view. For me, Orange represented sort of a person who had different interests, or interests that weren't particularly pertaining towards the norm, interests or career paths that were interesting and unique, and who sort of was judged because of that. Well, the country I come from, a lot of people sort of weren't so interested in fashion. I felt like it was an inferior career path. An Orange Culture person, or Orange boy or girl for me then, was someone who was individual, was fun, and who took a risk with his life or her life.
Adebayo mentions his greatest achievement is surviving 2 years in a very competitive industry and also receiving the recognition he's getting now. He wants to create a niche for Orange Culture where his outfits are recognized everywhere in the world.
I intend to achieve a lot, creating a brand that speaks volumes, knowing that no matter where you hear or see something from Orange Culture, you know that it's Orange Culture. To create a niche that's definitely known for Orange Culture all over the world and representing my continent the fullest. I feel like being a brand that is nationally recognizable as an African brand is able to make a difference.
Adebayo recently impressed an international audience at Lagos Fashion Week, cementing his brand as a leading powerhouse in the Nigerian scene and in Africa. With his new accolades, styling Nollywood actors like Uti Nwachukwu, he has this advice to share with young people wanting to venture into the fashion industry.
Well, I mean, I'll just say that they should just make sure that they're passionate about it. Like, there's so much more to fashion than, like, the glamour. I feel like when people enter fashion, they enter it for the wrong reason. I just feel like they should just make sure that it's something that they're passionate about and something that they have an innate love for, or they actually jump into it. Don't just jump on the bandwagon because everybody's jumping on it. And if you do decide to get into it, do just make sure that you do it in your own way. Like, don't try to be like anybody else. Just make sure that you do it the way that it works best.
Adebayo continues to expand his brand and attract an even wider audience, not just in Africa, but also in the US and in Europe. For VOA's Africa's Rising Stars, Kwame Ofori, Washington, D.C.